It needs no introduction. Also a pleasure to bring to you Rabbi Benjamin Blech, whose topic for this afternoon will be Purim and Pesach Yom V'Laila.
You told me that what you wanted was a shir, but I know that Rabbanim want not only a shir that is in a sugya, but also something that can be related to Yom Tovim, to Pesach, to Drush. We are all students of the Rav, I believe. I certainly am. And the concept of the intertwining between Halacha and Agada is very
simple. Also a pleasure to bring to you Rabbi Benjamin Blech, whose topic for this afternoon will be Purim and Pesach Yom V'Laila.
You told me that what you wanted was a shir, but I know that Rabbanim want not only a shir that is in a sugya, but also something that can be related to Yom Tovim, to Pesach, to Drush. We are all students of the Rav, I believe. I certainly am. And the concept of the intertwining between Halacha and Agada is very sacred to me. So, not only do I want to pick a Gemara which, by definition, lends itself to Agadic material, but also I want to then relate to Yom Tovim, which have already been related by Halacha, which have a common theme, but a different form of expression. And I want to clarify why that difference exists, the difference primarily between, as the title indicates, Yom and Laila, and then show you what that means halachically, conceptually, and theologically. Yes, it would be very nice if you had a... Because we find ourselves precisely between these two points. But you know that when there is a second Adar Sheni, and the question arises as to when, in which one of the two Purim is to be observed, although we would assume that Zerizim Magdimin, and you would do it in the first Adar, the principle of Mismach Geula LeGeula takes over, and we say we connect one Geula with the other. That to me is the first source that shows that there is a linkage between the two. Now let's go to the Gemara in Megillah Daf Daled Amud Aleph, where we find a Gemara that is absolutely remarkable in terms of a Hava Mina. Even when you get the Maskana, there will still be difficulties, but certainly the initial possibility seems absurd. On Daled Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, the Omer Shup Levi, Chayev Adam Likursas HaMegillah B'Laila U'Lishnosa B'Yom. You have to read the Megillah at night and to repeat it by day. Shenemar, as it says, Alakai Ekra Yomam B'Losana B'Laila V'Lodu Miyoli. Rashi makes clear that we have already interpreted that capital of Tehillim to refer specifically to Esther and Mordechai. If you look at Rashi, Ekra B'Mizma L'Matzech Alayat HaShachah Hu Shenemar Al Esther K'Rimi M'Sechas Yuma L'Manim Shal Esther K'Yot, etc. So, that's why you have to what? Sover mina, they thought from this lemikrai belaila, to read the Megillah at night, ulemisna masnisen dida biyamima. Listen to this incredible thing. They thought, on the basis of what he said, that the chi of kriyas Megillah is at night, and in the daytime it would be sufficient, lemisna masnisen dida Rashi, mishnayis shal meseches Megillah. In other words, learn some laws, discuss the theme, but there is no real need to read the Megillah itself. Amalahu Rab Yirmiya, Lididi Mefarshali Mineder Abchia Bar Abba. To me, this was explained, Kigon de Amre Insha, as people say, Ever Parsha to the Yesnayu. I will go over this Parsha and then the Yesnayu repeat it. You didn't understand what he meant when he said Ulshnosa Bayom. He didn't mean Ulshnosa Mishnah learn Mishnayis, he meant Ulshnosa Shani Shnei to actually repeat it. Very interesting. So now I know that you have to read it at night and actually repeat it by day. This Gemara, the Turei Evan asks, is incredible. Because if you turn to Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, The Mishnah says, "Ein korin es amigila, v'lo molin v'lo tovin lo mazin v'cheshem rashi yom keneged yom lo titvat shetinatz hachama." Never mind the other halachas, but I just want to tell you the law of Megillah. You can't read the Megillah until Netz Hachama Vadayom. The Kulan She'osim She'alo Amud HaShachar Kosher. If you do it from Amud HaShachar, it's kosher. We will admit it. B'di'evid. But the ideal is you've got to do it by day. Says the Gemara Mino Landi Amakro V'hayomim Ho'ele Niskarim V'nasim B'yom En B'layla Loho. Now, the chiv of Kriyas Megillah is a day chiv. The source text, v'hayomim ha'ele niskarim v'nasim, is v'hayomim yom. I don't understand. How did anybody dream of saying, well, Shubin Levi meant, you do it at night, shnosa b'yom, b'yom, you read some mishnayis or whatever. B'yom is the chiv, that's the kona. Well, of course, the Gemara does ask, but the Gemara doesn't ask
the other way.
The Gemara doesn't ask the Tura Evans Kasha. The Gemara asks Lema to have a Tiyufta, Rabbi Shubin Levi, Dom Rabbi Shubin Levi, Chayavadam Likas Megillah, Belailo Shnos Beyom. So, the Gemara says, so, what are you telling me? You must read it by day? Well, Kiktani Adiyom. We mean the Yom Chiv. How do you fulfill the Yom Chiv? But the Gemara is telling you that the Yom Chiyev is based on Vahayomim Eile Niskarim V'nasim. I can't understand how anyone could have assumed that what he meant was at night is Chiyev Kris Megillah and in the morning learn Mishnayos. Further, if you turn the page, the other side, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, all day kosher for Kriyas HaMegillah, etc., etc. It's a halacha of Yom. I don't understand, asks the Torah Evan. He answers, well, maybe this Mishnah on Chaf Amud Aleph is rak kishelo kara balayla. What we would have said is, if a guy didn't read it at night, so he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet, then in the daytime, then the chiyav is after Netz Hachama. Says the Rashash, that doesn't make sense at all, because if that's the case and you're only doing it to fulfill the Chiyav, which ideally was at night, let him do it beforehand, because Maman of Shechi Yotza, it's Amud HaShachar. If Amud HaShachar is Laila, so your Yotza one from Laila. Doesn't make sense. Right? There's a way to approach this, which takes into account a Gemara that we have on Yudalad Amud Aleph. From that Gemara, we will learn that, in fact, there is a double chiv for Kriyas Megillah, and with a principle that we will see from here, we'll be able to learn correct pshat in Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Now, the Gemara there asks the famous question as to why there is no Hallel on Purim. There are a number of answers. One answer has to do with Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Yachanal fisha ein omrim halal ha'neis. You see where the little bracket is, the bays. Sheba Chutz La'aretz. Yitzias mitzayim d'nei sheba Chutz La'aretz hecham rinu shir. Kedisanya atzal o nichnasi yisrael li'aretz huchshir kol atzal slama shir. Mishin nichnasi yisrael li'aretz huchshir kol atzal slama shir. I understand that. Once the Jews came to Eretz Yisrael, you need Eretz Yisrael in order to say halal. This is not an Eretz Yisrael yantif, so you can't say halal. Rav Nachman Omar, Kriyasa Zu Elule. The Kriya itself is the saying of Hallel. There is a third answer. Rav Amar Bishlam Hasam Halu Avdei Hashem V'lo Avdei Para. Alach Alav Hashem V'lo Avdei Chashverish. Akati Avdei Chashverish Anan. Rabbi says the story isn't over. We are still living in times where there can be someone who can create a similar Haman decree, so you can't rejoice and you can't say hallel yet, you can't say hallel for half a story. Fine. Of the three answers, the Rambam paskins Kriyasa Zu Hilule. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Megillah, that was one of the reasons I wanted the Rambam, that the Kriya itself is a fulfillment of hallel. The Meiri says a fantastic resultant of that would be something that appears fairly obvious, but it has to be said. B'makam she'ein Megillah, if there were a situation where there is not a Megillah, then in fact you would have to say Hallel. That's a resultant of that. That's correct. Now, If this is the case, I want to tell you a tremendous chiddush. Of course, the entire shiur is based on this chiddush. If you don't accept the chiddush, the rest of the shiur goes. But I have discussed it with a number of people. I believe it has great validity, and I will show you how, in three specific areas that we will then discuss, in three crucial halachic areas, this chiddush will help us make sense of sugyas and will explain an awful lot about what is happening in terms of Kriyas Megillah. We have the Rambam, who tells us that there is a Takanas Nevi'im for Kriyas Megillah. The Iker Kriya and the Takanas Nevi'im is Biyom. If I had the Rambam, I would read it to you. Look at the beginning of Hilchas Megillah. Then the Rambam elsewhere says that the din is Kriyasa Zu Hilule. Now, one could have asked on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph as well, why are you concluding the Gemara there? It manami amar Rab Chelba amar Ula Bira chayev adam likras as a Megillah belayla l'shnos beyom shenema leman yizamecha chavod val yidam ar Hashem alokai liolam adecha. So I'm telling you, from leman yizamecha chavod, that there is a din of leman yizamecha chavod where there is covered by yom, and also a din of layla. What are you telling me this pasuk for? it's the Gemara had told you clearly the kechiev is yom, and you have a pasuk. And the pasuk is Yomim Eilin Niskarim Venasim. What's going on here? So I want to tell you, yeah, the chiddush is as follows. Of course, the Takanas Nevi'im, you see from the Lashon of the Rama, Takanas Nevi'im is Iker Chiev, and Iker Chiev is Yom, as you will see from many, many different proofs. The Chiev of Megillah is Yom, and along comes Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi and says, I want to tell you that there is a chiyev to read it at night, and there is also a chiyev lishnoso bayom. He is talking about the din of Hallel that Megillah fulfills, Kriyasa Zihilulai. There is a concept of Hallel that we should give praise. They came along and they thought, in terms of the din of Hallel, one could perhaps fulfill the Hallel dimension via learning about halachas that deal with the inyan, because in that way you are also remembering the subject matter, you are relating it to the theme, and hence you are fulfilling Hallel via the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara, says, no, that's not good enough. L'man z'mecha chavod l'yidam, you have to do the Hallel both at night and in day, because of Hallel, there is a chiyuv of Laila and Yom. That does not take away, however, from the fact that Takanas Nevi'im was what the Gemara said it is. Takanas Nevi'im was Hayomim or Eilin Iskarim Venasim, and therefore they made a chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah Bayom. You will say to me, what's the difference? But bottom line is, you still have to have Megillah night and day. There are tremendous differences, and there are three categories where I want to show you the differences will assert themselves. One with regard to bracha, the second with regard to nashim, and the third with regard to gerim. For as I see it now, from Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, we will have the following conclusion. The kriya of Laila is different than the kriya of yom, in that the kriya of Laila has a plus one, that is to say, a feature of Hallel, that is its function, whereas by day you have the Iker Takanas Nevi'im, the Chiv of the Takana, as well as you might have thought and the Hallel feature only exists at night and not by day, and it's totally reversed. No, by day you have a plus two. By day you have the Chiyuv of Hallel, which he has told you is extended even based on the pasuk to the daytime, and you have the other, the Takanas Nevi'im, which is the major one, correct. Now, with regard to the bracha of Shechiyonu, we have a fantastic machlokas. The Rambam comes along in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, and he says that the daytime reading of the Megillah does not require a Shechiyonu again if you've made the Shechiyonu at night. the Magid Mishnah explains. It's like any mitzvah on a yontif. If you've already started the mitzvah, you make the Shechiyanu, and it covers the rest of the time that you do it. That sounds very, very logical. Unfortunately, there are a host of Rishonim who disagree with him. Tosus on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph tells us the following. If you please look at the bottom. Chayev Adam, very last Tosfos, Chayev Adam Likrusus Megillah Belailu Shnosa Beyom, Omeri, Diafa Gavdim Mevarech Zman Belaila, Chose Mevarech Chose Beyom, De Iker Persumenisa Hava Bekriya De Yomema, Iker Persumenisa, Ukranami Mashmekein, Diksiv, Belaila Vidomili, Klomer Afa Gav Shikar Beyom, Chayev Likrus Belaila, Ve Iker Hava Beyomema, Now the Mordechai all hold that you do make a Shechiyanu again. The Mechaber Paschal is like the Rambam, and then the Ramah comes along, and as we say, the Ramah says that we make the Shechiyanu again. It is the Mishnah Brura who suggests that in order to avoid the problem of the Machlokis between the Rambam and the Ri, why don't you have in mind the other mitzvahs which will require Shechiyanu, so in that way that will validate of a certainty the Shechiyanu. But the Ramah Paskins, like the Ri, like the Mordechai, like the Tur, that there is a bracha required. Comes the Pnei Yoshua and asks on the Tosfos, I don't understand why there should be a second Shechiyanu. It's basically asking the Rambam, appears to be right. How can you justify the other view? The Pnei Yoshua tries to say, well, it is also a regel. It's also a yontif. So because it's a yontif, there will be a Shechiyanu for the Mishta and the Simcha. And the again, the Tur Avin says, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. What one could well say is that if we are dealing with two different concepts, I can understand the whole derech of Tosfos and those who agree with him. Of course there is a Shechiyanu Bayom also. Because at night when you made the Shechiyanu, you were only touching the minimal dimension of the Kriya. You were only touching the fulfillment of Allah, but you were not touching at all the Tikkunos Neviim, which didn't come into effect until the Yom. The Shechiyanu is required for the major, for the Iker, which is the Yom. And that is the way to learn Pshat for all of those, and the Halacha as we do it, although we still try to cover ourselves, but we basically paskin like the Ramah, that the Shechiyanu is in place. With that...
Presuming Nisa be independent of Hallel? Is that your reading of Tosfos?
You will see.
Does Presuming Nisa have a connection to Hallel?
Presuming Nisa does have a connection to Hallel. I'll make it more clear in a moment. Okay. The second area where this will be significant, very significant, is with regard to women and their ability to read or not to read the Megillah. Now, if you take a look at the Tosfos on top, Noshim Chayovas B'Mikra Megillah, Mikan Mashma Shanoshim Otzias Asacher Yidei Chavosan. The Gemara says women are obligated to make a regula, so it would appear that women can be motzi others with their obligation. Middle o kamer lishmo a mikra megilla. Vochinami mashmer be erchen. Gemara in erchen says the kamer hakok sherem likras megilla. Umasik hakok sherem lasuya mai. Umeshana lasuya noshim. Mashma implying lahotzi afilu anoshim. The Gemara there seems to say very clearly that women can not only read the megilla, they can be motzi men. The kasha, any asked the seft the tanya beheaded tum to main motzi lois mina below shane mina, be androgynous motzi smina be a motzi shane mina, upshita la difa isha mida androgynous. I don't want to go through the whole mechain poska hag, the isha motzi a mina avolo anoshim. So the hag paskins, a woman can in fact only be motzi mina, but not anoshim. That is what his psak is.
No.
The Bahag paskens that a woman can be motzi other women, but not men. And he doesn't say anything about how he solves the problem in the Gemara in Erchin. I want to show you that women are the first situational category where this chiluk that I've suggested to you makes a difference practically lahalacha, because the takonis neviim is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So takonis neviim, like any mitzvah saseh shazman grama, Tosa Shita is that even in a derabbanon of mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are exempt. So therefore, she is exempt from mikra megillah in terms of takonis neviim. However, the Gemara has said here, she'af hein hoyu be'osa hanes. Afhein hoyu b'yosa hanes is indeed a valid principle, but for what category? They were in the nes, they were saved, as Tosus explains here, because the gzera was l'hashmer l'agad of Abbas Kol Yudim and Abed Zogin, taf b'noshim b'yom echad. So they have the chiyav of Mikra Megillah, they have the mechiyav, therefore, of Mikra Megillah, night and day, but I will show you something. When can they be motzi a man? And when can't they be motzi a man? They could be motzi a man if the level of chiyav was identical to a man's chiyav, which is, if there is only a chiyav of challah, which they have, then, if a man only has a chiyav of challah, and they have a chiyav of challah, then at night, that makes sense, the Gemara in Erchin can well be interpreted to apply to the situation of the nighttime reading. But in the daytime, where if they were to be motzi, they would have to be motzi the double chiv. They would have to be motzi a man who has chiv tekanas neviim. They were not including tekanas neviim because the mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Therefore, the Bahag is saying that she is motzi mina avalo anashim. She could be motzi mina all the time because her level is the equivalent level of the others. Similarly, no, not similarly, a derivative of that, we would be able to understand Rabbi Kiva Eger says in Orach Chaim Tuf Reish Tzadik Aleph, she is, a woman is puzzled to write a Megillah. Woman is puzzled to write a Megillah, but the whole principle of as to when you're puzzled to write something, we learn after Megillah in Gittin Mem Hei Omid Beis, Ukshartem Uksaftem, Ishesh Bikshira, Yeshna Biksiva. If you are in the Halacha, then you are able to do it. If you're not in the halacha, you're not able to do it. The question is, why should a woman be puzzled to write a Megillah? She is in the mitzvah, she has a chiv. Yeah. But the answer is, she has only level A chiv, but not level B chiv. She only has the chiv in terms of halel, night and day, but she doesn't have the chiv in terms of tekanas neviim. Third, ger. Now, the Rambam paskins that gerim are included. Gerim are included in terms of the tekanas neviim. But I want to show you something very fascinating. If you have a chiyav of halal, halal, the Gemara tells us on Yudalit, is because of the principle of hotzianu, that you took us out, mi mabes lachayim. Whether someone is involved in something or not depends on what it is that you are really doing. Let us switch for a moment to Pesach and to the Haggadah, and I want to show you where a ger comes into play and what it serves to prove halachically. Of all the various commentaries on the beginning of the Haggadah, the one that I find most relevant and I believe most correct in terms of the Maisa is the following. My Sibir Lezer Rishua, Lezer Nazar, Kiber, Tafram, Shem, Subin, Rebrak, the Messiah, 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 Messiah. We begin the story of the Haggadah by being told about a situation and about people that defines the very nature of the observance. Because the very first thing that you should question when you observe Zman Cherusenu, Festival of Freedom, is, what do you do if you're not free. Is there a concept of Warsaw Ghetto celebrating Pesach Seder? Is there a concept of the Seder in Auschwitz? It would seem to be a contradiction in terms. To say that these five people were sitting in Bnei Brak, is to recognize that the Haggadah is beginning by telling us of a situation where, as we all know, they could not tell whether it was Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis. Their students had to come and tell them. Why? Everyone knows, because they were in hiding. It is crucial for the Haggadah to tell us that, because what the Haggadah is really saying is that Pesach is to be observed even by those who are not free. The question is why. The same question is addressed by the identity of these five people. One should always ask, why in the world would the Haggadah tell us, I want you to know that five people were celebrating Pesach? It's crazy. No, you don't understand. We just said v'chola marbilis sapa b'yitzias from tzar merzim meshubach. So I want you to know that there were five rabbis who actually stayed up all night. Can you possibly believe in your wildest dreams that these were the only five rabbis? It would be the equivalent of saying today we have a minhag of staying up all night shavuos. So there would be a text written, and we would say, and there were five rabbis altogether who did this. That's absurd. There must be something more. And indeed, I have seen a number of Mepharshim already point out it is the identity of these five that is crucial to the entire story. Three of them were Kohanim, one was a Levi, and one was a Ger. Yeah. And how does that change the story? Because what are we really celebrating? If we are acknowledging the fact that we thank God for freeing us from slavery, for delivering us from slavery, then Kohanim Levim, by definition, four of them, and the fifth, who was a Ger, need not observe, because they weren't involved. They were not enslaved, hence they do not have to thank God for freedom. These five did. Now, if these five did, then obviously the key is not because we were slaves and we became free physically, not the physical dimension which doesn't affect them, but rather the fact that we began our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is relevant both to those who were not actually physically enslaved and relevant to those whose ancestors were not even there at the time. It is because the definition of Pesach is not the physical bondage that we today could say that we are to observe Pesach no matter where, and hence also no matter by whom. The two are mutually connected. I know that a ger may be vakora. I know that by Bikurim we paskin that a ger is to identify himself with the history of our people, and is to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, even as he is to say, I used to say Arami Ovid Avi. How is he to say Arami Ovid Avi? Because Avraham Avhamon Goyim, he is my father. I know that he is to identify in terms of the spiritual, but in terms of physical deliverance, Mimoves L'chaim, the ger was not someone who has to declare that. And if the nighttime one is the Hallel for Mimoves L'chaim, the chiv of the ger does not exist there. His chiv is for the primary one, where the Rambam says that the Konos Nevi'im, where Gerim have the chiv, is for Ikar Kriya, which is Yamama. What we have to understand with all of this is, why in fact was this so, and why is it that Pesach became a V'higadeta Levincha Ki Pasig, where we fulfill the mitzvah at night in terms of Iker, and why in Megillah it is true there is the Hallel aspect that is there at night, but Hayamim Ha'elen Iskarim V'Nasim, and it is not simply Kriyas Megillah that becomes defined by day, but Seuda, Mishloach Manos, and all the other mitzvos. And in fact, they paskin that if you did the Seuda at night, you are not Yotze. We have to get back to the more fundamental question of why this distinction is so, having elaborated on what the meaning of the psak is, and justifying these two gemaras. Yes, Rabbi Shimon Levi says at night by day. He puts them on a par, but only for the halal dimension. The Gemara in Chaf, of course, the Mishnah stands. The main kriya is Yom for Tkanas Nevi'im. All of that is true. Why should that be true? And here we come to the fundamental distinction which I want to apply in terms of a concept I learned from the Rav with regard to another situation. And all I am doing is, for this I do get credit, applying the concept to these mitzvahs of Purim and Pesach. I learned brachos with the Rav, and Rabbi Soloveitchik went into great detail in order to clarify the fundamental approach difference of morning prayer and night prayer as expressed by Emes V'Yatziv and Emes V'Emunah. Now, it is true that in both instances, there are three paragraphs of Shema, there are three brachos. In one case, there's four, you extend it at night. It was the Rav who said that there is a linkage between the first bracha, Yotzer Rechoshech, and the Shema paragraph itself. The second, the Ahavas Olam, or Ahava Rabbah, and the second paragraph, which is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, and the Yetzias Mitzrayim paragraph, the third paragraph, is either the Emes V'Yatziv or the Emes V'Emunah. When the Gemara discusses why there should be such a distinction, the Gemara uses the key text, which is Lahagid Baboker Chazdecho V'Emunoscho Balelos. What are you really saying when you indicate that Lahagid Baboker Chazdecho tells you Emes V'Yatziv and V'Emunoscho Balelos is the Laila Emes V'Emunah? You are saying that halacha has defined a mood for morning and for night. The reason Shacharis is so long is because in the morning, when you go through the entire service, you see that what you are doing, from the beginning when you stand and you say your personal brachas, and then you go through creation of the world, Jewish history, you start with Atvashim, like a Mashem Chad, Vyavaran Sedvim Kazim, then you go through Shira, and then you go through Kabbalah Satorah, which is expressed by Shema Yisrael. You are thanking God because in the morning when you open up your eyes, you say, thank you for what you have done. When you go to sleep, darkness strikes. Darkness for all of the world is a time of fear, and you wonder what is going to happen. You have emunah. Now, chesed and emunah can be further defined, and still the Rav did this, in the following manner. When you say chesed, you are saying, thank you, God, for what you did for me. Chesed is looking to the past. Emunah is, I have faith in the future. I look forward to what you will do for me. It is fascinating. That is how the Rav explained Pshat in the Tosfos, which deals with the problem of Smichus Geula Litfila, where we paskin Smichus Geula Litfila, and hence, in the morning, you don't even say you go right to it, and the night time you say Chatzi Kaddish. How could you have a Chatzi Kaddish? How could you have a Chatzi Kaddish? Why isn't that a break in Smichus Geula Tefillah? The answer is the Chatzi Kaddish is Yisgadal v'Yisgadash Me'Rabah. It depends what you mean by Geula. In the morning, there are two ways to look at Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are two concepts to Yetzias Mitzrayim. One concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, thank you God for what you did for me a long time ago, or what you did for Klal Yisrael a long time ago. It is the Geula of the past, where we are grateful that we survived. There is another dimension to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is, God, and even as you took us out then, I know that as we find ourselves in another Galut, as we repeat the Mitzrayim experience in other places, we have confidence that we will not be destroyed because you who took us out once will redeem us again. As a matter of fact, the entire Pesach Seder with its peculiar construction has been said by a number of Mefarshim to allude precisely to this, because you should ask yourselves, when do I eat? I don't understand. Mamanavshich. If the point is to daven first, as we normally say, Lusakla Adam, that first pray and then eat, so do the entire Haggadah. If the point is that you have to eat because otherwise everybody's then eat and then do the service. But to break it in the middle doesn't make sense. If on Pesach what you are really saying is Ani Hashem, Hashem, as you all know, is Hoya Hoveyia. Is it not beautiful to look at the structure of the entire Seder as a three-part drama which reenacts the following aspects of God? What you are doing is acknowledging and recognizing God first as Hoya, when you recount the past, and you will look at even the break in the Hallel is the break because you are talking about the past, and then you eat because eating is the most full expression of God taking care of us right now in the present, who no sein lechem lecho basar ki yam chasdo. And then immediately after benching, you say l'shana babi Yerushalayim, and you go through ad irhu, and you go through chasal sid epesel, l'shana babi Yerushalayim, and the entire concept of nirtza and what will be the future. But I have to tell you that this was a question, because the question was raised. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I didn't know, I wasn't sure that you do it balelos until Ben Zoma darshened. Now I got a fantastic question. Very wonderful. So you are bringing proof for the fact that it's Balila, even though it says we got to live in Chabiyomahu, this Yom is a Yom where the night was turned to day, as you know, the Vilna Gaon. This is a night that became a day. And I'm bringing you a proof, a Chedarsha ben Zoma, and he says, Yemecha Yecha Hayomim, Kol Yemecha Yecha Halaylos. It's a wonderful proof, except one thing in the mission itself, the Chachamim Omrim, Yemecha Yecha Omazeh, Kol Yemecha Yecha, is Lavi Lemos HaMashiach. So what are you gaining? Your proof is lost when you bring the fact that the Chachamim, who are the majority, do not agree with it. But the answer is very pushit, because it doesn't make any difference whether you learn like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether you learn like Chachamim, because what you're saying from Koyimechayecha is that Lohavi Limos HaMoshiach, so you are looking at the aspect of Laman Tizkar, Koyimechayecha, to be oriented in which direction? Not past, but rather future. You have a choice, and I want to tell you, therefore, what we see clearly in the Gemara with regard to Shachris Maariv can then be extended to explain the difference between any Yom Mitzvahs and any Laila Mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs of Yom and there are mitzvahs of Laila. And we never know why I am suggesting to you that the answer is Pashit. If you have a din of Bris, is B'Yom, it's very simple. Chesed HaKodesh Baruch Hu, I thank you, God, for what you have done for me. If you have a din of Sfira, Chesed Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha Yemenoscha Balelos, I am suggesting to you that this the Rav already said. Listen. When you want to thank God for something that has happened in the past, then that is a day outlook of Chesed. Thank you. If you are looking towards the future and saying, God, I have faith in what you will do for me, and I am turning towards what will be, that is Laila. If you have a mitzvah of Sfira, you are looking forward. You are looking forward to Kabbalah Satorah. Sfira is a night mitzvah. Some are very obvious. Now, along comes a commemoration that could be either day or night, like the story of Purim. Now, what am I doing when I observe Purim? On the one hand, I could say that I am looking forward to the eradication of all future Hamans. Or on the other hand, I could thank God for having destroyed that threat at that time for deliverance. When the Nevi'im made the Takana and they said Yamim Eile Niskarim Benasim, what we are saying is Bikesh Lahashmid Lahar Galiabas Kali Yudim Navazok and Tafanashmi Mechot, and he didn't succeed. I thank you and I look towards the past. Pesach time, I want you to know, Yetzias Mitzrayim also has that past dimension of Chesed, because I have in the morning as my third bracha for the paragraph of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ezra Savosenu. In the morning, it's Ezra Savosenu, where I am thanking you, God, for what you did for our ancestors, where you delivered us from Egypt. I can ask, though, even as Halach has decreed that Iker observance of Purim be by day, what is Iker observance of Pesach? I could have said that perhaps the Iker observance is a Chesed observance as well. I did not know until I darshened that the Higadita Lemincha B'Yom Ahu and Seder is observed at night. For what are we really saying then? The key meaning of Pesach is not the fact that God redeemed us from, but rather that He will redeem us again. The Bahag asks a fantastic question on a Gemara. The Gemara says that when we get to Olam Haba, we will all be asked, there are a number of questions, the series you know, a whole host of them. One of the questions, aside from Kabbati Tum Latorah, Nasata Nasata Be'yamuna, one of the questions is, Tzipiso Li Yeshua, did you expect salvation? Now, the Bahag asks, how can I be asked a question where I don't know the Torah source? What is the Chiyuv for that hope? And the Bahag answers fantastically that the source is the first of the Dibros. It is clear that how is he learning Pshat in Anochi? Anochi Hashem Lokecha, I did it for you then, and hence you must always believe that I am Hashem, who is your Goel, who will do it again. By making it at night, we are defining and redefining the entire meaning of Pesach and of the Haggadah by saying that the entire experience of Pesach is significant to us because it taught us that when we are oppressed in Galut, we have a God who made us a promise. Do you know there are some people who learn, it's a fantastic little drush, I don't know if it's pshat, but the first time the Jewish people came face to face with the question of whether they should observe Pesach or not, was when they were not free, hence they couldn't thank God in terms of chesed, what you did for us, because, hey, we're no better off now than we were before. That was when they faced the moment of Churban, of the first Beis HaMikdash. During that time period, they were in exile for 70 years. Amar al-Bazamar Azariah, I've seen the pshat. Hare ani now, when we are in hiding, behold, I am just like Kiven Shivim Shana, like those Jews who were in the time period of the 70-year span vital to Jewish history, where we were not in our own land, redeemed once more. It is the opening of the door for Eliyahu. It is the concept of it is whatever we conclude the Pesach Seder with that makes it of necessity be a nighttime fulfillment. Hence, even as Smichas Gula L'Tfila is not disturbed at night with the Chatzi Kaddish, so too are we not disturbed by the lack of fulfillment in the Jewish world. The fact that we can point out to problems in Eretz Yisrael, the fact that everybody can say, hey, it's not perfect, but we can say it will be perfect, and that is what Pesach is supposed to be for us. Hence, Smichas Geula LeGeula is, it is true that on Purim we commemorate a time when Haman was destroyed, and we thank God in mourning terms, Lahagid Baboker Chazdecho, that we have survived the enemy. Then Pesach is the other side of the coin. It is the second step. It is not only did we survive in the past with Haman, but we will survive and we will reach that ultimate moment of messianic fulfillment and redemption.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. should use it for Shabbos Adar or Joshua.